did a lot of sailing in Tacoma, but I sailed a lot on bigger boats. I was agile and light and had learned quite a few lessons by then, so I was usually in demand as a crew. And then I had a job working on boats. I paint boat bottoms on the grid.
On the tide grid.
Yeah, that's an exciting experience in itself. In those, Tacoma Yacht Club at that time had no lift or tram or hoist or no way to get a boat out of the water. And for bottom painting, annual bottom painting, they had a 12 by 12, a grid made up of 12 by 12 pieces of timber. And you drove your boat up on the grid at high tide. As the tide went out, you put your boots on and waded out and started scrubbing. And you kept on scrubbing until the boat was all the way out of the water. And then as the tide started coming in, you started painting like mad. And you did any caulking and repair work that had to be done.
So you had 6 hours.
And you had 6 hours per boat in order to get the job done. Okay, just, I'd like to make a few comments about sailing in Tacoma in the old days. People in Seattle don't think much was going on, but there was a pretty active sailing fleet in Tacoma. One of the interesting things about the fleet down there was it was the last gathering of the R boats. Way back a long time ago, they had a class of boats called the R boats. They preceded the 6 meters and boats of that era. These R boats were in a, somewhere between 38 and 40 foot long. One of the more famous of the R boats was a boat called the Live Yankee. It was a Hirschhoff design. It was a canoe, bow, canoe, stern.
So what do you mean by canoe bow?
A canoe bow, it had a molded bow, much like a kayak.
Okay.
And it had a similar molded stern. The whole boat was about 6 foot wide, 6 foot beam, and it had a deep fin keel. It had a very tall but very narrow rig on it, and the mast was curved, so its mainsail looked much more like a airplane wing than it did a mainsail. The thing would go to windward almost dead into the wind, but it lacked sail area for running downwind, but it was very unusual, very fast boat. Then there was the Riona Lady Van, and there was just a nice big assortment of boats, but for the most part, all the sailing was done in the greater Tacoma region. We occasionally came up to sail in one or two of the Seattle races, but it was mostly down Tacoma. One of the more interesting people in the Tacoma group was a guy named Rad Pratch. Rad sailed a schooner, and he sailed it single-handed. It was a good-sized schooner. And the thing that made that very interesting was that he only had one arm.
Yeah.
So you had a one-arm sailor sailing single-handed.
That's why they call it single-handed.
Unfortunately, one day they found his boat. He was always in his boat, and he was always sailing somewhere. One day they found the boat out by itself in the middle of the bay, and he wasn't on board. And they figure he must have fallen overboard, and that was the end of Fred.
Did you crew on any of those boats?
Yeah, I crewed on the boat I crewed on mostly was the probably the most avid sailor, the guy that taught me a lot. This guy named Gov Teets, and he started out with a Seabird yawl, and a Seabird was just sort of a Joshua Slocum shaped V-bottom boat. But he had loaded this Seabird up with every bit of sail you could possibly put on it. And he put a little mizzen sail on the backstay and made a yawl out of it. It was not originally intended as a yawl. But he later bought a boat from in Chicago, had it shipped out, and I launched it for him, and we raced that pretty competitively. I can't remember the name of it. It was about 38 foot, something in that era.
So those races back then, were they overnight races or just day races?
There was a combination of overnight and day races, mostly day racing. One overnight race I remember in particular was they used to run a race from Tacoma Yacht Club down into Olachet Bay and back. And there was a fellow named Cookingham that had one of the first Blanchard knockabouts. I know it wasn't number one and it wasn't number five, but it was probably in the first five boats. And he was looking for a crew to sail with him because he usually sailed single-handed. But for the overnighter, he liked to have a crew. And so I went with him one race. And Cookingham was a wonderful man and a very good sailor. But he also liked to have a little nip now and then. So as soon as the start was over and the fleet was well on his way, he took his bottle and went below and he says, "It's your boat, do as good as you can." So I sailed the boat myself. All the way down, all the way back, and it was a pretty fast little boat, so I was able to see the leaders most of the time. Mm-hmm. And it was a fun night.
So back then, how many people crewed on most boats? I mean, what was a typical crew?
Oh, the typical crew was 3 to 5, depending upon the size of the boat and the size of the sails. There was no attempt whatsoever to use crew members as ballast. I mean, if you were a crew member, you were operating equipment. There was some spinnaker sailing, but most of the sailing was just normal jibs and mains. And some of the boats had an assortment of jibs. You were just primarily working the normal running gear.